Hey, it's
Blog
Evan.
Talk Radio.
Fucking thing always gets me. Hey, it's Evan. I had problems logging in. This is out of the country. I'm going to text Big Ricky real quick, let him know to call in. And then I promise we're a little late, but we'll get this fucking off the air. And maybe we go a little long. Who knows? I scratch your back, you scratch my back. I'm texting Ricky now. This has been a colossal... All right, so obviously the big thing is Age of Ultron came out. And while I have opinions on that, I told Disc that we wouldn't really delve too deep into it until he got back. So we won't do that. But there is some other news. The first look at the DC Suicide Squad has reached. I'm eating Buffalo Wild Wings too. Has been leaked. Not leaked, fucking revealed. And we'll give opinions on that. Just got to... I don't know if it's going to tell me when Big Ricky calls in or not, but I'll just go from here. Maybe that's him boxing me his ideas. That'll work, sure. So, right off the gate, I like some of the aesthetics of it. I like how they don't look uniform. I like how they're all in distinct individual people. That said, I don't like Killer Croc being small. He looks great, but... need him to be a bit bigger. He needs to me to be this fucking hulking monster. Okay, hold on, Ricky. Did you press 1 to talk to the host? No,
we're still figuring this out.
Killer Croc didn't love the look, hate the height. He should be he's a monster. That's my personal opinion, I'm also marred by years of Batman the Animated Series where he's a giant. I like Dead.
I can hear you.
Okay, I just kind of merged them. I'm not sure I did this right. I think we're on a conference call, so I'm not sure if that's actually what happened.
Can you, I don't.
If we get it wrong, I'll just ask this until next week and we'll do it and we'll try all over again.
All right.
But I think we got it. I was just talking about the Suicide Squad picture that was revealed. And I like that they're all unique individuals. Hold on, I think you're on speaker. I need to take you off because that's not shit. I like that they're all unique, they're not uniform. I dislike Killer Croc for being so small, and I really just have a problem with Harley Quinn being just, I don't know, man, I just don't like sexy, slutty Harley Quinn. I like her in her Paul Dini drawn outfit. I like variations, but just street clothes, short shorts, ooh, they're red, so they I don't know, I don't like it. Other than that, I like just about everybody. I really like Captain Boomerang, and I don't know why. What do you think of him?
I agree on Harley. First question though, does it seem like you're on speaker with me?
Say what?
Do I seem? Is it too loud on your end?
No, it's fine on my end.
All right.
Is it loud on your end?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Killer Croc, yeah. But, it's a different version, and some versions are, Killer Croc is being, 7 foot tall. He doesn't seem 7 foot tall. He seems, 5'10 or 6 foot. I'm hoping he's going to be taller in the movie. Again, like you said with Harley Quinn, I don't like her outfit, that she's very slutty. She is very, very slutty.
Yeah, I'm to all those who are she's been drawn in the comics. I know. I'm aware of the red and blue look. I got it. And I don't like that one either. Drawing someone slutty for the sake of drawing them slutty, I don't like. I don't even like Power Girl's boob window, but whatever. You know what? I'm more apt to let that go than just a girl dressing slutty because it'll draw in the dudes. Anyway, go on, sorry.
Captain Boomerang, from what I'm getting, lighting has like an 80s feel to him, you know?
Yeah. I think he's the one I dig the most.
Yeah. He's got the sideburns, he's got the macho like type thing going for him, you know? He wants to come across as a dick, you know?
Yeah.
That's how he is in the comic books with Deadshot. And Deadshot, I like the mask, I dig the outfit. Katana looks great. Enchantress,
yeah.
Good. El Diablo, I can get, you know, it's the prison look, you know, and he's not like that in the comics, but you kind of got to let it go for, you know, the movie. And then the other one who I barely even read about, Slipknot, you know, he still looks pretty cool to me. Overall,
yeah.
I'm kind of, it's got me on the hook. It's got me wanting to spend my money to go see it, but it, on selling me on the movie itself with the image hasn't really got me, you know?
I see what you're saying. I'll be honest. I have no idea who Slipknot or El Diablo are. To me, I think they're going to be cannon fodder. But maybe they're not. Maybe they're pretty sweet. I don't know. Like, I watched the animated Assault on Arkham movie, and while it wasn't great, it was fun. And so, like, if I get a vibe of that off the first trailer, I'd see this in theaters. It looks fun. Like, as long as, like, man, like, I don't know. Like, lately, I don't need a cinema movie that's fucking the most gorgeous story ever told. I just need something I can have fun to watch, you know? And, like, you know, maybe I'm a little weird, but, like, Expendables is a perfectly acceptable movie. They're not great. They're fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if I get, like, that just kind of straight action feel from it, I can dig it. Like, I plan on seeing Ant-Man, and that doesn't look too terribly action-packed, but it feels like it hits my beat where it's fun, and I can dig it.
It hits certain points, though, but you gotta go off of what Marvel's been doing, and Marvel's been, like, hitting it out the ballpark almost every time. So you're kind of you're not worried about that. DC only one good movie underneath its belt to start the universe. And
I know, Jonah Hex.
Yeah. Why don't we even count Jonah Hex? Like, come on. That was bad. Like, if I wanted to go see a Western Dragon Ball Z movie, then yeah, I would have been, you know, satisfied. But, you know, Jonah Hex, come on.
Yeah. Like, it was not good.
If honestly, if they wanted to sell Jonah Hex, you should have done a Western TV series.
Yeah, he could be a Netflix series easy.
Yeah. But the Suicide Squad, they're trying to pull off, in my mind, they're trying to pull off what Guardians of the Galaxy did.
Ragtag band of losers.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
I would have settled for King Shark, though, instead of Killer Croc. You know, save him for, like, the Batman movie.
Yeah, but I think King Shark would have been a little bit harder than Killer Croc. Like, he has to be big. Like, he can't be normal size. And, you know, he's got to have a working shark aesthetic head. Like, I could see them being like, let's just make a prosthetic skin, slap it on this dude in makeup, and we're done. You know what I mean?
What do you think about Will Smith portraying Deadshot, though? Like, I think he'll do good, like, but a lot of people are, like, kind of debating because, you know, he's black.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I think he'll do fine. I mean, he's Will fucking Smith. Like, he's going to suck, you know? Like, I don't know, man. Race colors don't bother me in characters. Like, I got into a big discussion with one of my buddies about how the dynamic of the Fantastic Four is off because Johnny Storm is black. And I'm like, nah, man, that's stupid. You know, adopted kids who grew up together are just as close as, like, you know, blood siblings. And so I don't care. I think it works perfectly.
What do you think about the new Four movie? How do you think it's going to come across?
The new what?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, I think it's going to be hot garbage. Like, I think it'll be a great Interstellar movie, but as far as Fantastic Four goes, it already has just turned me off in so many ways. In fact, the director's like, I drew my inspiration from Cronenberg mutations in The Fly. It's like, excuse me? When you think Fantastic Four, like, what are the first three movies, fucking words that come to your head? Family? Fun? Family. Because that's what it's all about. It's like a family. And just, he just loses me right out the gate. And it is not good. And then, like, just watching all the characterizations, like Johnny Storm isn't like this lovable jokester. He's not an incurable prankster. He's a hard ass with a heart of gold. And he doesn't take orders from people who give orders, who say they're going to give orders to take orders. And I'm like, what? Wait, why isn't he Ben Grimm? Because Ben Grimm was like, yep, I'm just a wholesome all-American dude hitting a baseball here. And if anybody gives you a problem, even though you're bigger than me, Reed Richards, I'll take him out for you. And the kid who plays Reed Richards, like, there's that great line. Like, I actually like the line, like, you know, he knows answers to questions we don't even know to ask. And then they show Reed Richards, and I'm like, nope. No way this kid looks that fucking smart. And, like...
I see if you were to put it on a map and where they tried to go, they end up veering way off. You know,
yeah.
Like, I honestly believe they wanted to make an ultimate Fantastic movie from the Ultimate comic, but the story that you're reading off of it is, like, so far off. Like, it's just, they pick stuff from this comic to add to this comic to add to this comic, and here you go, here's the new Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know?
I see that.
Did you see the new...
Say what?
Did you see the new episode of Flash?
Oh, yeah. Broad? Sorry, I'm eating. Let me chew a second. I really liked it.
I liked it. It's just, I thought it was more of a filler. You know, it built up, it didn't really build up more than what we already know about Broad. It was just setting him up to be the big bad of season two.
Yeah, but, you know, not every, like, to me that there was enough plot advancement to make it not 100% filler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they showed Grodd. Iris found out about Flash, which I was not thrilled with, but whatever. Like, I also don't like...
It's Batman all over again.
Say what?
It's Batman from 89 all over again.
Yeah. The way Iris found out, I didn't like. I felt Barry should have told her. And then, I don't know, like, I've never... None of my friends have lied to me about their superhero alternate identities. But, like, so, like, I guess I don't know that rage that she had. She's, like, just super pissy. Like, shouldn't seem mad. And I hate that one. I'm just disappointed. Like, no, you're mad. Just say you're fucking mad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Like, no, you're not my mom. Shut up. Okay? You're mad. Your best friend lied to you. And you want, and your dad lied to you. And then you find out Eddie lies to you. It's okay to be mad. I'm just, I'm like, oh, don't you guilt trip me. I don't know. But I like the portrayal of Grodd that he's, like, still evolving. It wasn't just, and he's done. It's constantly evolving, and I really dug that.
I dug how they tried to basically use similar, the old moves against Grodd, and Grodd was, like, super strong, you know?
Yeah.
It was that super strength that was just him using, you know, his momentum against the Flash.
Oh, yeah, the 5-mile punch, and they're like, failed, what the fuck? And we're like, yeah, fuck yeah, because, oh, I liked it so much. Like, it was really good. It was a very good episode. I'm excited because the preview is, I think it's next week or in 2 weeks, Superhero Showdown. I'm excited.
Is it 2 weeks? I thought it was next week.
I don't know. They say there's, like, 2 episodes left, so I don't know if they're doing, like, back-to-back next week or just, you know, next week and then the following week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I know next week's episode for sure, Rogue Air, is going to feature all the metahumans breaking out, because that was the big cliffhanger at the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
And that's where Arrow comes in and Firestorm comes in, so that's going to go down. And then in the final episode, Firestorm makes another appearance with the Flash fighting the Reverse Flash.
That's going to be hot. I can't wait for that. So hopefully they do back-to-back. Because next week is the S.H.I.E.L.D. season finale, too. And I am super ready for the fucking throwdown of the century. Like, Agent May just fucking beating the shit out of everybody. That's what I'm ready for.
Okay, I know we got like maybe 6 minutes left. I want to get your top five moments from Avengers, and your least top five moments from Avengers.
In no particular order, because it's hard to give them order. Obviously, like, I love the commercial. Like, I love it when they're just kind of hanging out. So, like, one of them was like, you know, all of them doing the hangout thing, and Rhodey telling the story. I love that. And then they, like, don't sell it. And then he tells it to, like, other people, and they, like, dig it. And he's like, yeah, that's a fucking good story. That's what I thought. I dug that. Hulkbuster fight, I dug. I really, like, I read a lot of complaints about Ultron. But, like their complaints, I feel would be valid if they would have given Ultron his old origin with Hank Pym. But because he was, like, pretty much the son of Tony Stark, like, him having, like, a snarky, know-it-all personality and making quips is totally in line, and I am totally cool with it. So Ultron was a big one. Three. All right, I've got a couple that so I've only got two more. The end fight all around. Just fucking fighting in the church. And Nick Fury, because I didn't see him coming. Because I stayed away from spoilers. So when he showed up, I'm like, yeah, Nick Fury, you were on S.H.I.E.L.D., you sly son of a bitch. Least five. The language joke was funny at first, but, like, it kept getting hit. And I'm like, all right, I'm kind of done with it. Parts of the Natasha, Hulk, or Dr. Banner love story, like, kind of kept feeling forced, like, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is. I'm like, I get it. I fucking get it. Thank you. Hawkeye having a family, I didn't particularly care for, but, like, I know he had one in the comics. Like, I just want, you know, I want my fraction Hawkeye. I want after these him to get his own Netflix series where he just lives in the apartment building and deals with Russian lobsters. What else? I don't know, man. I didn't really have that many big complaints. Okay. So I was a little, on the first viewing, I was a little underwhelmed by Avengers. Avengers felt more like a setup to phase three rather than a conclusion to phase two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, Avengers 1, it's like, shit's gone down, we're fighting this shit, and, like, there's nods to, you know, stage
two. It was basically the ending of phase one. It set up a bigger world for Marvel. And this one was just the gap, fill the gap.
It was like, here's Claw, here's Wakanda, here's Thor. Like, Thor's visions made no sense to me. Just, I don't need to know about that. Have that shit happen in Thor 3. You know what I mean? Like, that just wasted time. More time I could have had with Hulk beating the shit out of stuff. I'll be honest, I liked this Quicksilver more than I liked, Days of Future Past Quicksilver.
Was it his quirk, like his attitude and his funny lines to it, or was it just the character overall?
Just overall, like, I really felt they nailed Pietro's kind of superior attitude in this, and I dug it. So overall, I think they nailed Pietro better. And spoiler alert, even though we're already fucking talking about the movie, I don't think he's dead. I don't think Strucker's dead.
I think
the Strucker thing is that face stuff that they used on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that you can change your face. Because why would Ultron kill someone who's valuable to him? To me, it didn't make sense. And they already showed Pietro's got like a super fast healing with the bullet thing in his arm. So I think Pietro. Oh, shit. All right. Go ahead. Give me yours because we only got like a minute and a half left.
I dug the Vision. I dug him. I just thought he wasn't really used that well. I dug the party, the fight scene with him and Thor, and then how everyone, like, you know, freaked out what he did. You know, I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's listening in and hasn't seen it. The Hulk should have won. No way freaking Hulkbuster would have kicked his butt, you know, knocked him out. I love the ending to Avengers. The last line is what got me sold on the movie, and I guess that's all I got room to say because we're about to get cut off. So
yeah. All right. Well,
yeah,
next week let's do this again, and I think I'll have a better handle on it. But like, it was just really weird. Like, so next week we'll do this again, geeks. We'll see you next week. For Big Ricky, I'm Pistol Danger. See ya.
See you, bro.